Hey, did you guys hear about Cat Williams having a little bit of a meltdown?
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow, because he had one like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, no, not that one.
All right.
This is one where he...
Cat Williams is a comedian.
Stand-up comedian, yeah. And he's a pimp. Mm-hmm. That's his thing.
Right.
Well, he gets into an argument with a, Mexican at the club in Arizona. And here is the little diatribe he goes on. Now I gotta talk in code a little bit. It says, since y'all like it over here a lot, and I'm saying, I don't give a F what race that is. That's a pussy. That's unbelievable. That's just straight up hate.
Yeah, it is.
If I said that, I would be fired today.
Well, the meltdown that he had a month and a half ago, he walked out of his own show.
Yeah, he took his shirt off and started doing push-ups.
Yeah, I'm like, what the? So something's going on.
A lot of people think he's smoking crack.
Something's going on.
I don't know, but I it's crazy.
Well, it's so funny because a lot of comedians, you know, the funny guys, it always comes from a place of hurt or some sort of dysfunction.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and they're masking all of that. And when they have these huge meltdowns or hardcore drug abuse, it's amazing that they take it out on their fans, you know?
Well, I just think they're, like, I think that the way it started is the guy heckled him.
Right.
And he just went off.
Well, you just have the heckler. See, and we had this discussion a while ago.
Right.
Where if a guy's heckling, he's ruining the whole show.
Right.
But when the comedian goes after him and stops the entire show and goes on some rant against
sometimes,
the heckler.
Sometimes it needs to be done.
Yeah, but sometimes you can just call security over and have the guy removed. And then that's the end of it.
I had to do it Friday night. Friday night I had to do it.
Did you go on and on and on?
No, because her whole table got up and left her. So I was lucky. I turned around and went, hey, by the way, since you're so right, why'd your whole table leave?
Right.
She turned around. She was like, F you, and left.
Right.
She was drunk?
Oh.
Fat? Was she fat?
No. No. Probably actually attractive if she wouldn't have been so sloppy.
What happened?
I was complimenting her and her girlfriend, and then I was making fun of her husband, because he was like wearing plaid shorts and like a polo and flip-flops.
Yeah.
I'm like, and he's a dorky, right, and you're hot. She flips. Don't call my effing husband dorky. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm joking. Settle down. I don't even know him. It's like, you just think you're all that. I go, all right, enough. Let's move on. So then she walks to the stage. So I
what?
Sit.
What? She got out of her seat?
Yeah, and I sit down on the stage. It's a little defense mechanism I learned.
Right.
If you sit down, if you stand up over them and yell, it makes them even more angry and they want to get close to you.
Right.
So I just sat down on the stage like this, like with my legs out.
Right.
And I was like, all right, get it all out. And she's like, you think you're great just because you're up there telling jokes. Blah, I go, do you feel better now? And she's like, you think, I go, listen, just to prove I'm right, your husband that you're defending so well and the other two couple, they've all walked out on you. And she turns around and you could just see her whole body.
Yeah.
Like, just go limp, like she was beaten. So she turns around and she's like, F you. And I'm like, no, thank you. Just go ahead and go. And she walks out, and then her husband came back in and apologized to the club owner and the manager.
She was all just wasted.
Oh, yeah, she was so drunk.
Good for her. I don't mean heckling you, but, you know, going out and getting wasted.
You know, it's really becoming more and more, drunk people are becoming more and more annoying to me.
Well, especially when you're sober.
Yeah. And I wouldn't call myself sober. I mean, I'll drink.
Yeah, but you're not falling down, slurring your words. You got a show to do.
Right. And I only drink if I have no other responsibility.
Sure.
But, God, when you get like that.
Well, she had no responsibility either, except just to sit there and enjoy a comedy show.
Right. You would think, hey, I'm going to shut up and laugh at this guy. And the thing was, like, you guys are so beautiful. You married dorks. Yeah. And everybody's laughing.
Right.
Oh, what? You're better than them? I'm like, oh, really? Come on.
Well, that's the risk you run when you start doing crowd work.
Psycho women.
Did she get in your face?
She tried to, but I deflected it by sitting on the stage.
But like, if you sit on the stage, then you're like level with her. So
yeah,
was she
but
like
it,
getting up in,
I notice every time I do it, they stop in their tracks.
Right. Oh.
It's like this defense mechanism.
Now, how long would you have let that go on for?
2 hours. As long as I could have kept making it funny.
Right.
You know, and I read the crowd. If they're starting to get uncomfortable, I'm like, all right, I'm done with you. Just leave.
Right. Yeah, that's...
And I love the ones go, F you, I'm not leaving. I go, you can leave on your own, or in 2 seconds, you'll leave. You gonna make me?
Not me, but that Security. Big black guy behind you
see
will.
See the Wu-Tang Clan clouded around you? They will. Yeah.